Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight. Hey, how you doing out there? Hope everybody's good. You know, all of us, there's approximately 61 million disabled people in this country, and the number's growing all the time. Now, there's a conflict in the Middle East between Israel and other countries, you know, and I don't know how many people have gone to Israel and have joined, you know, from America, have gone to Israel, happens all the time, gone to Israel and have joined the Israeli army or the Palestinian army, for that matter, who are American citizens, who will undoubtedly come back disabled. So that's going to add to the number. Every day, someone becomes disabled in this world. Every day. So, why is it when you have to deal with an agency that's supposed to help you, and they give you such a hell of a hard time, and you know, and you you have to struggle. You got to think about, oh, I'm gonna get a lawyer. I need an advocate. Maybe I should go to the newspapers, try to get a story written about, you know, all kinds of things that go through your mind and sometimes even go further. Now, we're not saying that every disabled person is right all the time, no. But I would say from experience, 90% of the time, the disabled person is right in dealing with the agency. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the politicians stand by and allow these agencies to get money because of us and not help us, you know. And so many times, they shove help down your throat that they want you to have, but not what you need. You want examples, right? All right, I'm going to give you the most potent example that we talk about all the time. Blind person needs a guide dog. Go on a waiting list, year. Could be a year, year and a half. You go to the school. Let's take the best scenario. You go to the school. You train with the dog 3 weeks at a school, all right? They use your application to raise anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000. You're at the school, all right? They feed you and all that. You live there, right? Okay. Everything, you know, most of what they have there is donated, the food and everything. They can get it donated. So you train with the dog. Then something happens, you know. Many people don't even know what it is. And after 3 weeks of training, they decide you're not going to get the dog. Now, you can't go to a politician and say, hey, I trained with this dog. They raised all this money. I went to the school. And it's even worse if you have to travel, like one friend did, travel all the way out west and be denied in a strange place when you're blind. That's even worse. I traveled 1,000 miles, trained. They didn't give me my dog. They kept the money. You know, this is all that you're telling the, you know, your state senator or whoever it is. Oh, there's nothing I can do about it. See? So now the politician is allowing that agency to abuse that person, where there's no law, there's no hearing. Oh, and then they want you to appeal to them. They want you to appeal to the people who denied you the help. You know what that is? You know where that comes from? That comes from the 1400s in Spain. Inquisition, it was called. You appeal to your accuser and your, you know, the one who's condemning you. And believe me, people might not think of it as a blind person can be condemned, being denied a guide dog. But hell, it is for many of us, not for all. Some people just walk away and say, I don't want a dog. That's a different story. But how about the many thousands who are affected by being denied that dog? And the politicians allow it to happen. Stand by, and they don't do a damn thing about it. They won't even stand up with you in a news conference and let people know that all this money was raised and so-and-so trained, you know. And suppose you go and get another trainer, you know, and you tell that other trainer what you went through, what you did, and all, and the other trainer says, well, I don't see why they didn't give him the dog. What, you know? Of course, there's no law to make them investigate the whole thing. But that's a classic example, and that happens all the way down the line. And when we come back, we'll tell you a more horrible story and example that you've heard already, but it's worth repeating because the politicians stood by and let all those people be abused in the nursing homes. Inner Sight around the world. Thank you so much for being with us. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090, Inner Sight number. And I want to thank my good friend Bill for helping with the website. Really appreciate that. So let's see. Good Big East. We got the Big East. Akita Rescue, oh, Little Bear. All right, there's a bear in the studio, but he wants to talk on the phone, but I won't let him. All right, Little Bear, Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Oh, now I got all the animal lovers. Mina, here, hold on. Here. All right, now you heard the bear talk. All right. Inner Sight and Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, adopting Akita. And she does have a trainer on board. So you want the dog for a specific purpose, let her know. You know, to help with that. If you want to make it a service dog, we at Inner Sight are official and legal and all that. We can certify the dog. All right? So contact us, and we'll work with Joanne. All right, Inner Sight around the world. All the beautiful children, watch out for them. Take care of them. Love them. Little Tommy, Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, all the others. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. It's a good thing to remember. Hey, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Sunset Restaurant, Islip Queen is local here in the town of Islip. Touro Law Center has been helpful. Those are some of the people that help. And my dear friend Olga Murray, the Islip town clerk who I spoke with today, very helpful and caring. And we really appreciate that. All right, let's see. You need dog food, cat food, medical? Call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And Geraldine, if you're listening, get Gary to help those cats you told me about. I know you listened to the show. All right. Gary's number is 631-484-3085. Call him and tell him about those cats, and he with the owner's permission, of course, will come and pick them up and get them to the veterinarian. All right, you got to check and see if he has that service available. He operates on donation. All right, in a site around the world, and let's see, James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662, Bahamundi, Jimmy. If you need any civil rights assistance, and that happens all the time, too. Inner Sight, and let's see, who'd we leave out? We'll get the Able News later. And we thank all the friends for helping us. Kennedy Realty, you want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good information, call Mr. Kennedy, 31-888-1186. And, you know, he'll give you some good info, very knowledgeable, and a nice guy, and a good friend to Inner Sight. All right, around the world, talking tonight about how the politicians allow the agencies to abuse us. It's really true. They don't do anything about it. You know, if they did, the first thing they would do would be to amend the ADA and make sure that there was power behind it for enforcement. We don't have that. There's no enforcement. There's no power behind it. So the politician just standing by and believing everything that these agencies say, you know, and usually they'll deem the disabled person wrong. You know, sometimes you get lucky, but most of the time you're wrong and the agency's right. So, one of the biggest horror stories lately that we all know and you heard about here on Inner Sight is what happened in these nursing homes lately with this ridiculous virus that invaded the nursing homes. And we pleaded with the politicians, including the governor, to get people out of the nursing home and get them into their own apartment where they would be a lot safer. And all they did was stand by and watch, you know, it took the people didn't have money to get out. See, there's where people are not protected. If the people would have had their money, now some people who are more fortunate, you know, the families had money, some people got out, but not very many. The majority of them were stuck in there because the nursing home takes all your damn money. Correction, they give you $50 a month, if that. They take most of your money, you know. And then, to top that off, to make it worse, close out your apartment so you don't have that to go to. The politicians stand by and let that happen. You know, so it's like a legal eviction, you know, a legal eviction where you really didn't move to any place. You know, you're in an institution. They call it a home, but that's not a home. They ought to change that, by the way, to institution. It's not a home. Nursing home is not a home. We've seen that proven thousands of times. You know, if it was your home, you would have a say who's being invited over to your home and not just have people bust in on you like that. So it's not really your home. So the politicians stood by. This happened, did nothing, you know. And, you know, what really, in my mind, made it worse is I didn't hear one independent living center on the news or otherwise trying to convince the politicians to get these people out. Not a one. And they had some money to do it. But they couldn't use it. They couldn't use it to activate these programs and say, hey, this is an emergency. I'm not waiting for the regular regulatory time to pass and all that. See, the executive directors of the independent living centers should have gotten together and said, we're getting these people out, as many as we can. But, of course, remember, there's no enforcement with housing, so they'd have to find accessible housing for these people, which is not the easiest. Now, there's another area that the politicians stand by and do nothing. They put all this money into housing. We just found out about another program. All these stupid programs. That's why people can't get help. The money is being wasted in all these programs. Another one popped up last night, if you remember, on the show, on Open Mic. I can't think of the name. I don't even want to know the name of it. But there's the reason why people can't get help, because the money is thrown into these programs. And right away, you got to have an administrator, a director, social worker, all this crap that has gone to oppress us. And the politicians stand by and let it happen. See, the politicians believe that because a person went to college and they got a degree, you know, that they know everything. That's the trouble. See? That's the damn-ass trouble. Instead of listening to us, they listen to these agencies, and they allow them to have the money. And that's why we have to struggle to get help, because the politicians allow it to happen. It's a simple deduction. You figure it out, you know. What can be done about it? There's only one way that I know. An organization like Inner Sight to come into a very large donation, create a lobby in Washington for strict enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act. We'll assume we're going to keep it, because if you keep it, it'll be easier rather than going to create another law. But under the same law that protects everybody else, that's another way to do it. You know, we would have to decide at the time which way we're going to go, which is the best way to go. And that's where some of our people would come in and make an assessment. You know, people who are experts, like Olga Murray and my dear friend McAteer and some of the others. So this is what's happening. The politicians are standing by and allowing this to happen. Now, I have a big example of that recently, very recently. Yours truly, has been communicating with his congressman, with my congressman office, all right? The other day, they were supposed to call me back. Two people from his staff were supposed to call me back on a conference call to set up an appointment, all right, to visit, face-to-face with the congressman. I said either, you know, if they're not doing it in person, I'll do it on the phone. I gave him the option. Didn't even call me. No explanation. Nothing. You know, the whole thing. And this after I called them at least four or five times. They were supposed to send me an email. They never did that. You know. I'm gonna try one more thing because Senator Boyle said if you don't have any results, call me and I'll try to push it through. I'm gonna try that. See, I don't give up. You know why I don't give up? Not that I believe in the politicians, because I don't. I don't give up because when I go to a news conference and InnerSight gets the money, and I know we're going to get it, and I'm in that news conference, I want to be able to say, I tried. I went as high as the President of the United States, and they wouldn't do a damn thing to change this system, to modify this system. Now, you know, to change the subject a little bit, but to parallel something, look what happened with this pipeline. You know? Why? Because it was on a website, obviously, where people someplace in the world could sit down at their leisure time and have all the time they want to figure out how to jam this thing up. And somebody did it. You know? Now, I was told now, I don't know how true it is, my a friend of mine who did maintenance work told me that now they're operating this pipeline manually. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. I hope it is. But now, are they going to go back and put this thing on a website again? You know, with a different password and different numbers and all that, and here comes either the same people or other people who can figure it out. You see what I mean? You gotta change the thing. It doesn't work. You gotta change it so it works better. No system is perfect, but you know now that this one doesn't work. Stay with it. Hopefully they won't. I don't know. Same thing with the disabled. The system does not work. It's horrible. We see it every day. We know it. Look at all the listeners we have. Why do you think people listen to this show? Because they know, the majority of people know that we're right. It'd be much better if a person would run their own life. And that's the goal that the politicians should be reaching for. They did it half-assed with that program for the home health aides. Can't think of the name of it right now. But, you know, they claim that a person runs the program. Well, you run the program, but you don't get paid for it. If you're going to do the job, you should get paid for it. And the other thing is, how can you run the program if you don't have the money under your supervision? You don't run the program. It's half-assed. They're making you think that you run the program because that's how the agencies communicate to the disabled. See? Because they've been taught that mentality when they went to school. This person is disabled. There's something wrong with this person. You have to guide them. You have to show them. You have to demand to them. You have to control them, in a sense. Obviously. Otherwise, they wouldn't act this way. So they had to be taught stuff like that. You know, learned just recently that if a mother is blind and she has a baby, the state intervenes and they have to psychologically test her because she's blind to make sure that she's going to be a good mother. Well, you know what? That test doesn't mean a damn thing. That doesn't mean a person is going to be a good mother. You know what it means? How you tell a person is going to be a good mother? By their heart. That's how you tell. And the kind of person they are. So the politicians and the agencies look down on us. They really do. And yet, they use us. They want us to go to them. Because without us, they wouldn't have a damn dime. And they know that. In a site around the world, we haven't opened up the phones yet because we don't have our engineer in here, but hopefully we'll get her on the show. And by the way, if you want to take note of the number, 213-816-1650. And there's so many examples of how these politicians look down on us. You know, one such you heard us talking about last month, the death of Corey Foster. Look at what happened there. The politicians didn't come out and demand that these people be arrested. Corey. Nobody, not one politician, to my knowledge, did anything about it. And I was there. I was at the news conferences and at the school demonstrations. Not a one showed up. And in fact, not a one agency for the disabled showed up. Instead of just us, Inner Sight, we're the only ones. So they allowed, in that case, the politicians allowed the school to abuse this child, which led to his death. They stood by and allowed it by not standing up and protecting the children. If the Child Protective Services, here's what they should do. Child Protective Services puts a child in a school, all right, that they don't really know about. You know, they put them in the school. They should have an officer or two in that school solely to protect those children. That's what they should have been in that horrible place and in all places. Because just to put somebody in an institution like that and leave them there and abandon them, that's not protecting them. Same thing with the nursing homes. People in the nursing homes are not protected. And the politicians stand by and let it happen. They don't think of these things that we're talking about. That's what needs to be done. If you're going to put people in places, do something to protect them. Those people who murdered Corey Foster, they didn't protect them. They were supposed to. There should have been an officer there from Protective Services that should have stopped that whole rumble against Corey. So there you have another horrible incident where it led to the death of a child. Inner Sight. We're on television tonight, by the way, 11 o'clock. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And you want to check out Inner Sight tomorrow night. All over Long Island, 7:30, Channel 20. Inner Sight. And, of course, here every night, 8 to 9, live on the Blog Talk Radio. Let's see, Friday night is the Funnies. Tomorrow night, Thursday night subject, is, we'll have to give it to you. I know we have one. I just don't have it at my fingertips at the moment. But we'll see if we can get it later. All right, Inner Sight. Right now it's a no-call show. And we'll see if that changes. But we're talking tonight about how the politicians allow the agencies to abuse us. So true. You know, I've seen it happen. Thousands of other people have witnessed it and seen it happen. Yeah. Thinking of my friend Michelle Charlesworth, who had that story a while back with the woman in the wheelchair going to all the subway stations, can't access. You know, no elevator, broken elevators. And your freedom taken from you, all right? And that was on the news. You mean to tell me that not one politician saw that? Why didn't they demand enforcement? Why didn't they mandate, put in a law to mandate the agencies to start raising money to bring about accessibility and let the government pay the other half? The government owes us. They owe us the same thing everybody else has. But nothing really came out of that. A lot of the subways are still not accessible because there's no enforcement. And that's just one example. How about all the apartment buildings, dwellings? You know? How many of those are not accessible? You go down to New York City, you go down to Chinatown. A lot of those buildings down there are all with steps. You're in a wheelchair. You can't get into those places. There's no enforcement. The politicians know that. They allow it to happen. They allow people to be abused. I mean, the politicians have a responsibility to protect and help everybody, don't they? Isn't that why they take an oath of office? Well, they're not doing it for us. They're putting it on us to try to change it. Well, if you're going to put it on us, give us the power, the money. Give us the law. That's what I say. Give us the law behind us, and we'll do it. We're doing it without all that, all the advocates. We're having to struggle through it without the money to change things, without the law, and without the damn agencies. You can't go to an agency and say, "Hey, I'm trying to get the guide dog schools to be licensed. They're not licensed to train dogs. Will you help me? You know, I want to do a campaign. Will you sponsor the campaign?" They won't do a damn thing. The politicians stand by and do nothing about it. Why don't they mandate these agencies to tell them, "Hey, Inner Sight's an advocate group. You're obligated to help them. Raise some money to help them." Money's not for Frank Perino or anyone else. The money is to change a system that oppresses millions of people. But you can't go to the agencies and have that done and expect to get that. Why? Because the politicians allow them to abuse us. You see, that's a form of abuse. That is abuse. When an agency doesn't realize that this system doesn't work and they don't do anything about it, and they can alter their mission statement to do it. They can alter it. Wouldn't be much. They have, many of these agencies have affluent board members who are billionaires, and they're not doing a damn thing to change this system. And we talked about this last night a little bit. The politicians stand by and allow a disabled person to lose their money. They can take your money away from you if you're on disability or SSI and you try to better yourself. You work. You work and you pay taxes. You make too much money, boom. They lower the boom on you and rob your money. To me, that's robbery. That money belongs to a person who's disabled. Nobody should have the right to touch that. Politicians stand by and they let it happen. It's abuse. They don't protect us. They don't come in and say, "Hey, I don't want you to do this. You can't do this. This person's disabled. They get a few hundred bucks a month on it because of it. You know, the doctors blinded them or made them disabled. I'm gonna present legislation to stop this." They don't do that, do they? They allow it to happen. And that's why, world, we're in this situation. Because they don't do a damn thing about it. Not one politician, except, well, Mario Cuomo did in the 80s, helped me when I was denied a guide dog. But the mistake he made, the mistake Mario made, he didn't change the system. He should have. He should have instituted a law back then, and he didn't. I think he was afraid because he wanted to be governor. See? And that's what happens. When you're right, you don't have to be afraid. And how can you be wrong when you're calling for justice where there is no law? Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what's wrong with a lot of these countries? No law? Or they superimpose their law on you, call it justice. Well, once again, the politicians stand by and they don't do anything. They allow us to be abused by these agencies. All right, in a site, don't forget Able News. That's the paper on and about the disabled. And every month they come out. You can, they got a calendar of events. I don't know what's on the calendar lately, but hopefully things are coming back. Buy and sell items. They got columns on different subjects by a lot of people who are experts in different areas. So check out Able News. You go online, ablenews.com. You can get a free subscription. You don't have to pay for it. It's free, Able News. Angela Melanie, our good friend. All right, no phone calls tonight. So, you know, just bear with us. Most people listen to Inner Sight anyway. We don't get that many phone calls. But that's all right. That could change, you know. Now, don't forget to sign our petition. We've updated them. And pretty soon you'll be able to find them on our website. Change.org. The one petition on the service dog school, we have almost 80,000 names to license the schools and make them better and give people rights and, you know, have the person have the right to bring in another trainer, another opinion. You know, that's the American way, isn't it? Freedom of choice. All right, to have the right to say how the money is spent in connection with a guide dog training situation. I mean, they use us to raise all that money. So that's that petition, change.org. And, of course, the other one, nursing homes kill people. We all know about that. We've all heard of that. Many of us have witnessed that. So there's another one to sign where we want to get people out into their own homes and implement volunteers for freedom to give people the extra services that they need and compensate the volunteers. And the politicians are not helping us with that either. So sign the petition, because the only way we're going to get these things going is to have the money to do it. And you can't get the money from the state, because then the state controls it, and you're right back where you started from. Got to be a privately funded situation. All right, Inner Sight, and those of you out there, and I know there's millions of people who have experienced trying to get help from the agencies. I just heard another woman told me tonight that the Independent Living Center was trying to help her, and then they dropped her. They you know, they got frustrated with her, you know. But they made money on her, didn't they? So, millions of people out there have experienced what we're talking about. And many of them have gone to the politicians. You know, you see, problem with the politicians is they're here today and gone tomorrow. See? That's why you need a system that's more solid and functioned in a better way. That's why the money should be allocated in the name of the disabled person, not to be used for just anything that, you know, goofing off and all that, but for the specific purpose of which the money is intended. See, if that money were there, you know, you could only use it for that purpose. And you wouldn't have to worry about the next politician coming in and saying, hey, I don't like this idea. These people don't know what they're doing. We're gonna put the money back in the agencies. If you had a solid law that disallowed them to do that, it would be a better system. Not a perfect system, but a better system. So that's the problem, another big problem with politicians. You never know when they're not going to be around. And I don't mean that they went to heaven, because probably most of them will go to hell anyway. But I mean, you know, getting impeached or losing the election or what have you. So now you have a roller coaster, up and down, up and down. One politician may award a little more money to a program. That doesn't mean it's going to make the program better. It usually means that the money goes to the people who work for the program, most of it, and very little to the person who needs it. So another reason why you have to change the system. And politicians should realize this. You know, what can I do? They should think, what can I do to make things better for that nobody can take away? That's the thought they should have. I want to do something that's going to stand forever, so to speak. I mean, nothing forever, but you know what I mean. But they don't think like that. I don't know if one of them has ever done anything like that for the disabled, you know, giving us our freedom like that. Well, you know, we talk about one of the best examples of that is, what can I do to make sure that a disabled person's money cannot be touched under any circumstances? Now, you already have that with Social Security. They can't, at least it used to be, unless they changed it. To my knowledge, they cannot garnish your Social Security check or put a lien on it. Happened to me one time, and I got a lawyer, and they immediately had to doing that. So, you see, something like that. In that same connection, make it so that nobody can touch or take away a disabled person's disability under any circumstances. It doesn't mean that you don't have to pay your bills. You know, pay a bill, but you can pay it at your convenience. In other words, you wouldn't have to pay the whole amount and be with nothing. No good. Don't ever do that. Always make sure you got money in your pocket. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and if you want to call and leave a comment on this show, since we don't have the phones open, call the regular Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Leave a comment, and we'll announce it on tomorrow night's show. All right. Yes, it's very true. Petition, stand by, and allow us to be abused by the agencies. In fact, they promote that abuse by giving the agencies money. You know, and then we have to go fight them, argue with them, to get a little piece of that help. So, I just heard that so many billions of dollars went to New York City. All right. Now, how is that going to help us? Is that going to make sure for us that the Americans with Disability Act is going to have strict enforcement? And strict enforcement, similar to that of what would happen to you if you assault a transit worker? That's what we need. Is some of that money going to be used to enforce that every dwelling in the city be made accessible? So that a person can have a fair chance at an apartment? So you don't have to go looking for an accessible apartment. All you'd have to do is go look for an apartment, not an accessible apartment, because they should all be accessible. Is any of that money going to be used for that? I doubt it. Is any of that money going to be used to ensure that the residents of New York are protected by law when denied a service dog? I seriously doubt that. You see, that's what we're talking about. The money's going to go to these same agencies, and it's going to be the same old crap, and we're caught in the trap. And that's the way the system operates. Why? Because the politicians are going to stand by and let us be abused by these agencies. That's why it's not going to make a difference for us. And, you know, there's a lot of minority people in New York who are disabled. And they're not going to get the help either that I just talked about. The money's going to go to minority agencies, and they don't help their own minorities who are disabled. I've never heard of one. I'd like to find an agency that would join with us and start helping. You know, we got to start someplace. Start helping minority disabled. You know, and then increase it to all. Nobody's doing that. None of these minority groups have a lobby in Washington to make sure that nobody can take away the disability money from a disabled person. If you happen to, you know, make a little something extra. I don't know of any group that does that. And all the other things we mentioned, too. So there you have it, world. A different approach. A different idea. An idea that I don't think anybody has ever put forth before. That I know of. You know, all these groups come together. You know, there's so many advocate groups. But I never heard one of them say, hey, the agencies should be raising part of this money to help us. And the government should put up the other half. See, if the agencies raised this money, part of it, half of it, people would be able to get help faster, you know, because the money would come down to you faster. And then the government would have to put up their half, of course. It'd probably take a lot longer. But in the meantime, you at least would have something from the agencies who have raised the money. You know, I'll give you an example. Service dog. If an agency raised $10,000 to get a blind person, we'll talk about blind people, to get a blind person a dog, and they put it into an account. So here's $10,000. The government has to raise another $20,000 if you need a service dog. And then part of that would have to be inclusive that the animal medical, where you get free medical, would then recognize that agency as helping that person to get the guide dog, so they'd give them the medical. See? And there you have it. You can get a trainer. Train the dog on your own. If you want Inner Sight to help you, we would help. Wouldn't that be so much simpler than this whole damn process of what we got to go through? You know, one of the greatest trainers in the world said to me years ago, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to train a guide dog. And it's so true. Most of it is talking to the dog, communicating with the dog. Dogs understand voice and body language. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, phone number. I want to thank all our friends, and thank you for listening. Hope we enlightened a few people. Hope we reached a couple of politicians out there. Couple of politicians. That would be nice if we reach them. All right, Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. We'll have another program tomorrow night on a different subject. In the meantime, stay safe out there and take that wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, all the good things that build your immune system. Thank you very much. 631-224-3090, phone number, innersight@pmpmail.com, no attachments. Send us an email. Thank all our friends for helping us. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.